Hello, Deha. Welcome to the Flourishing Practitioners podcast, where we talk all things about space holding, caring for our clients, and succeeding in our businesses. We explore the wisdom from coaches, counselors, and healers. My name's Gabrielle Walker, and I'm so honored that you're here. Let's dive in. Hey, beloved.
I am sitting in the car in the rain, if you can hear some background noise, but I was just feeling the call to record the intro for this next podcast episode with Stacey Kay around dance. I have been wanting to do a podcast on the importance of dance, the beauty of dance, the art of dance, how pivotal it's in my life and how much I love it. Dance has been one of my core practices and ways of being and maintenance and essence for many years. I started dancing in a therapeutic capacity in 2017 and have since that time been fairly consistent, had moments of not really going much, but for the most part have gone at least once a week since that time, sometimes more, sometimes less. This is a beautiful first episode about dance. I really hope to have some more, but I mostly want to apologize for some of the sound quality in some places. I don't know what happened. This is one of those places where you can see that I am an amateur at podcasting. So I apologize for the moments where some of the sound is off, but mostly I hope that that doesn't take away from the beauty of this episode. I love dancing. I love the exploration, the therapy, the fun, the connection, the consistent finding out who you are. So I really hope you enjoy this conversation. I am so excited today to be here with Stacey Kay from Sacred Steps talking about dance. And I've been practicing dance since 2017. It's a core practice of my energetic flow and understanding. And I'm always telling people that they should dance, but I don't know how to explain it. So I'm super excited to have a divine human, space holder, mama bear, friend, someone who's becoming more and more a part of my inner heart circle. I've known Stacey, I don't even know when we met. It was actually through Lumi. We shared a divine space at Flow Festival, and it was a really beautiful opening for me to get to know your spirit, and so glad to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Gabrielle. Those words really land in my heart, and I want to begin by just thanking you for inviting me into this space. Dance is something that I'm really passionate about, and like you, telling everyone, come along, come do it. There's something really divine about the practice that I feel everybody can benefit from.
Would you mind saying how you feel about yourself and how you would describe yourself?
Love that question. Right now, as in now in this moment, I feel a little bit nervous, to be honest, because this is a big deal for me. There's been so much in the journey of dance for me where I'm continually pushing my edges, learning new things, and speaking into a microphone is a huge one. So that's why when you asked me to join you in this podcast, I had to say yes, because I knew that this is going to be another level for my growth. So appreciate that. Then now, as in the bigger now of my life, I am feeling really safe to be authentic, to allow all the parts that come through. I attribute so much of that to the practice of dance and what I've learned on this journey so far. Also, I have been able to call in and cultivate this gorgeous network of supportive beings, community, family, soul family. It's really incredible and actually difficult to put words to, because it's bigger than what the limiting language of English can articulate. So sitting with both those things and more, there's so much, I think, as a human, as a soul, having this human experience, so much is available within us all the time. So I sit in that. I feel a lot of that. So to speak to it gets tricky.
The discovery of dance. I use it so much in my life. Lots of activities or things that we've done in dance informs my healing training. there'll be tasks or activities that we've done in workshops that it just feels like that's the perfect thing to bring in for someone to grasp, like energetic hygiene or some understanding of, yes, we are doing deep healing and deep processing. There's a way to process and release and then also hold your own energy and be quite sovereign in that. And I feel like that if we really, really tap into the energies of the dance activities, more so in the workshops, I've saved these 2 days for this, and that's what the whole purpose is. When you go to 2 days of dancing and just moving for that time and like really working with things, you can touch some really profound processing. How did you find dance? How did dance come into your life?
I love that. So I've always danced as a child, not formally, not through any particular structure or class, but my earliest memory of dancing actually was with my pa as a child. And I remember standing on top of his feet and him moving with me. And he's with me everywhere I go. He's a very important person in my life to gift me love, unconditional love. I always loved live music, always would dance whenever music would happen. But it wasn't until around 2017, I had a unexpected heartbreak and breakup, and I actually decided to take myself out on a date. And that was when I found the conscious dance floor for the first time, ecstatic dance down in Fremantle. It instantly lit something up in me. I didn't understand it really at the time or couldn't find the words for it, but the feeling that I had was like, there's something here. Within maybe 2 or 3 times, that this is a part of me. I knew that this was something that I wanted to share with others, not having a single clue what that would look like. I've never been really in a space of teaching or facilitating of any sort other than being a parent. Didn't know what it would look like, but something deep in my bones knew this practice was something I wanted the world to know. As I kept showing up for dance, what it's taught me and what it's given me is myself. You know, one of the biggest things is learning to love myself again, coming home to my body. The healing that it's offered has been profound and continues to be. And the trust that I have discovered, haven't been able to articulate.
Pretty big. Having shared probably a lot of those dance floors with you, I really understand the challenge in articulating it. And I think that's why it's cool to do a podcast, because we get to flesh it out. It is profound, but it's also the normal experiences of our emotions and our body and connecting in community and boundaries. So we're just coming out of what has quickly become one of my favorite days in the week, where we weave together in the morning. And so from 6:30 to 7:30, we dance every week when we can. I'm heading away next week, so I'm going to miss it for a little bit. I love dancing in the morning. I love dancing in the morning because I'm clear. It's whatever I'm carrying that's left over from sleep. And I find that when I dance in the evening, sometimes it's like more processing the day. So I just adore that morning connection. And I feel as if I have been learning more from you specifically, about open community spirit and playing with my edges on that. So really, really thank you for that. And there's so much that happens on the dance floor. Like, you see a body move, you see a group of people moving in all different ways, but there's so much probably happening in each little microsystem within that. And it's so cool. I love it. Sometimes we can see the dance, and I found for myself, sometimes dance was a healing space. Sometimes it was also hard to bring the lessons from dance into real life. So it was like very easy to know my yeses and nos on the dance floor, but maybe harder in life. My next pondering would be, how have the lessons you've learned in dance impacted you personally in your life outside of dance?
I relate to that in terms of how to bring the dance floor into life. That's a big part of what the practice continues to be. Often on the dance floor, it's so multifaceted and multi-layered. And it goes beyond the mind, the logical mind. We go into experiences that are difficult to explain or to share sometimes or to translate. into that everyday language. For me, this practice has helped me to be a better person, to be more of who I truly am, which is amazing because we all are, you know, we within us, the core of who we are, these beings, we have so much incredible capacity and ability. I've touched that on the dance floor and have been able to bring that in little ways and sometimes big ways into little areas of my life. Probably the biggest area that has been able to translate is as a parent, being able to model for my children what's possible, because so much of our culture or society doesn't allow space for that. There's so much distraction and limiting beliefs people consider normal, which is not normal for me at all. It gets conditioned and kind of put on us. I have found that the ability to become more self-aware, to access more of my true nature, that ripples out and has an impact on anyone that we come into contact with, whether it's every day or just randomly.
So training Ruminomi and working with a lot of mama bears, stepping into holding space in different ways, whatever that is. What I hear a lot on these sorts of podcasts is people speaking from a place as though our business or our space holding is the only thing that open in our energetic capacity, whether it be the body work or dance practice. I have felt that a lot of the trainings don't account for that in a way of what we're holding. I don't want to say as women, because I don't have kids, so it's not exactly the same, but it's as a mother, what we're holding, and as a solo mother, and also not solo, but solo in some things that isn't woven into trainings or thoughts or mentoring, whether that be business mentoring or practitioner mentoring or facilitation mentoring or space holding mentoring. I hear a lot on, okay, you're holding the space, that's who you are, you have to give everything to that. And it just doesn't feel nourishing to me to not account for our personal lives and to account to our personal responsibilities and our personal needs and our personal preferences. The things that are important in our life to us as well as space holding. Yeah, is there anything that comes up around that pondering for you?
I have found that I can't not bring that in, whatever's going on in my personal life. And because I could be seen as relatively new to space holding and facilitating, it's been huge learning, huge walking those edges for me. I am realizing that the more authentic I can be with bringing whatever is happening in my personal life to that, weaving it in, that actually has a deeper impact on the way I hold the space and the capacity that then allows for whoever I'm sharing that with to go wherever they need to go. I feel like it expands the space. I can't disconnect. I can park things to the side, especially if I'm quite heightened in emotions. I actually have a really great capacity to just stay grounded with whatever chaotic thing might be happening around. Dance definitely has offered that to me and taught me a lot about that. It's still present. It's still alive there. And I feel like the parenting part is bigger in terms of it was already there before I stepped into this space, before I even knew that this was my path. That's actually something that's helped inform my desire to follow this passion, because I want to model to my children the importance of finding that part of who we are and following that. So it encourages me a lot, because of beautiful nature of reciprocity, what I'm learning and experiencing on the dance floor. And not just parenting too, like all relationships, romantic relationships, intimate friendships, because I am a mother and I'm more. There's so much.
I love that point. I actually found it very challenging when Bea and I got together to step back from my work, because I love working. It was like the work came before the partnership. I didn't actually have any space in my life for him, but I had yearned for him for so long, but he didn't fit. So yeah, that was an interesting thing.
Something I want to speak to about that. I'm experiencing that when I'm about to expand further in my facilitating, in my space holding, something happens with my children that then challenges me.
I totally hear you. I'm just like, sometimes the energetics of these things of stepping up is like, what? Is there anything that you would be able to say to the core movement resources?
So my introduction to conscious dance was through Open Floor International, which is one modality of many. And those core movement resources have given me a very strong foundation. And often in my facilitating, I will weave them in, sometimes with words and very intentionally, and so that others are aware of that too. But sometimes underneath, in Open Floor, there's 10 resources, and each of them are so poignant and important to the practice. The first one that comes up is pause for me. It's probably one of the most delicious. And the core movement resource of pause is something that I find a little challenging, to be honest. But when I can surrender to it and allow it and practice it, it informs so much.
Well, the one that's coming to mind for me is expand and contract. We play with that. I've also found that when you dance for a while, you will redo the resources. So it might be that you've danced, say, expand and contract, pause for a while. And there was a period of time where I wouldn't want to go to a dance because of the resource or something. And I don't know them all off the top of my head. But then I found that each time you dance it, there's like another unlayering or another unfolding. When I found dance, the very first time I hadn't gone to a weekly dance, I had tried twice to go to an ecstatic and actually got locked out because I was late. Because I'm always late. Thank you for leaving the door open for me on our mornings. There's something. So I got locked out twice. And my friend, back to Machio, she was coming up from Albany and she asked me if she could stay at my place because she was going to a dance workshop. And I was like, oh, what's that about? And it was Alive with Maduma. So that was my very first time I ever went to dance. And one of the things we did there was with the relating. And I think it's like, for me, it was so profound to dance spirit, solo, relationship and community. And realize that I can still belong to the community on the outside of it. You know, I would jump into the energetic of community. I don't want to be in the middle, but it was really beautiful to sense and feel that I could be on the outside. And I'm also feeling, as I'm talking, this gratitude for Thurva, our teacher, for everything he's done for the community, everything he's carried in for us and made dance possible in Perth. So he had brought Maduma over. There was a part of me that was like, what is this? There was also a moment where I got stuck in the partnership one with someone. The music changed from being partnership, like boom, 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 to like totally soft and romantic. And we were the only ones in that quadrant. And this is my very first time dancing. I was like, oh my God. But it was this really profound moment of realizing I can connect with anyone. It was a person that I wouldn't normally feel connected to. But it was really a beautiful moment and I think of it often. And this is just one example of the many different things that happen in dance that for me ripple out into how I relate with different groups of people or partnership or myself and community. I do love that. I love that flow of bringing spirit into dance, but also bringing the humanness into it. And letting all of it be present. It's so beautiful.
So there's two things there that I'd like to speak to. So you're mentioning what we call the four hungers, the four different aspects of relating. The basis of that is about what do you need right now? Where do you feel you belong to be able to like tune into that in the moment? And it's quite a beautiful practice. Really do love that. And a lot of modalities, I believe, actually weave that in without actually naming it in those specific ways. That's just what Open Floor has identified as those four hungers. But I know Five Rhythms has elements of that woven in and Soul Motion does as well. They all use different terminologies, but I feel like the essence of it is very simple.
I think I said to you that I had a moment, maybe not even a week, of thinking I want to be a dance facilitator. And then I tried to make my own playlist and I was like, oh no, I want to dance. I don't want to facilitate. I was like, I'm already facilitating in other spaces. What is sitting with you now as you step into facilitating about sharing dance in the facilitator capacity rather than as a dancer? I mean, I know you're still dancing. We all danced together this morning, but is the primary space holder what's sitting with you there?
To be a space holder for me is an absolute honor and privilege. I know as a dancer how the practice has impacted me and my life. And I also am aware of how accessible dance is for anybody and everybody. And I want to share that. Like, I really just really want people to experience what I consider limitless possibilities. Like, I've only been dancing maybe 6-7 years, which doesn't seem like a long time, but I know I've moved so deeply and I've expanded so far, can't even articulate the breadth of what's been experienced. And I still feel like I'm only just touching the surface. As a space holder, I'm learning so much still as well about myself, but also about others and how to connect with others and, you know, attuning to others and what they may need. And it really, like I said, it's a privilege and it's an honor. It feels like something that's needed, particularly at this time. I can speak from that personal level, but also just as a whole, the world is really, truly a beautiful place, but so many people can't see it or allow themselves to actually feel that. And I'd like to do whatever I can in my time here to help people come back to be able to access that really lives within themselves, to support people to release, to start letting go of that layering is vital, because our true essence that each of us hold is what helps everything else to grow and evolve. That's what I believe shifts the consciousness of this earth.
I so agree. As you were talking, I was thinking about the different textures of the dance floor in different places and how sometimes it really does reach that moment of everyone being so in tune with, like, changing themselves but also changing the world. That's such a beautiful thing to experience. I talked about your morning dance, but I attended your evening dance for the first time a few weeks ago, and there was a lot of new movers. And that was a really interesting experience, because with the other dancers that we go to, it's normally like more experienced dancers. I really remember that feeling of being new. And I, like I think I've said to you before, I think I kept my eyes closed for a year. I would just open up for, like, safety reasons of spatial awareness. But mostly I was like, I can't. It feels so vulnerable to know my body in that way and to move my body and also process all the emotions that were coming out from moving. At that time when I found dance, I had done a lot of coaching work, priestess work. I'm doing air quotes for anyone listening. I love that stuff. I think it informs my way of thinking, but it is the archetype of energy that in dance we're inviting everything. At the time, I remember feeling like I had to dance the priestess, like that was the way to dance. What would you say to people who are, like, stepping into moving for the first time? Because it's so scary. It really is. And even people who I know who I've invited before, and I know them as such confident people, and to hear their feedback about how scary it was for them too, I was like, wow, because I see how I see them move in the world is so confident and so in tune with themselves. So all of us are experiencing this fear of stepping onto the dance floor. Is there anything that comes through to you for that?
It takes a lot of courage to face yourself and to face all the parts that you've collected along the way. And even for me still, with all the practice I've done, there's still times where I feel an apprehension or a fear. But thankfully, I've been able to build a foundation of trust in the practice and in my own body and in myself that I can push through that fear. It's not even pushing through, it's allowing it to exist alongside of what's possible. So staying curious. And I think curiosity is a huge thing to speak to here, especially for people that are new to dance and to practice and even to inner work. It's so easy to just live a life of connecting with the external and what's around us all the time, but not really tuning in to ourselves and what our needs are through the practice of dance and the way that I choose to offer it, the way that's coming through me that's actually authentic for how it resonates in my body to offer the practice is slowing down, and it is tuning in, and it is being curious. I have that trust and understanding that actually I'm safe in my body. And when you can look around you in a room and see I'm actually safe here, there's no real threat or imminent danger, then you can close your eyes down and you can go in and you can journey in there and discover things about yourself that you may not get to do in many other spaces. And I've done a lot of inner work prior to finding the dance floor, but there's something different about co-regulating with others as well. Other people that are taking responsibility for themselves, being curious about themselves, and without people actually watching you, there's an element of being seen, being felt in that journey and in that process. It can be scary. It can be, definitely want to recognize that there is a lot of fear there. I really encourage people to just be curious and even just a tiny bit to allow themselves a little bit of space to see what's possible, because there is so much magic available within us all the time if you give yourself that permission.
I love that you changed push through to what's alive in you. I can't even exact words, but that felt more resonant. What I value so much about dance is that it's really nice to land on the dance floor. Oh my God, I've got so much more energy than I thought. I was like exhausted in my day and I've just arrived and now I have energy. Or other times, yeah, vice versa. Sometimes I arrive super energetic and then I'm like, oh no, I'm done now. Those changes of textures of energy. We've had a bit of this conversation from time to time around consent. And so there's this beauty of discovering things, but also energetic hygiene, consent, understanding other people's layers and boundaries in their space. There is a beautiful opportunity in dance to explore connection, partnership and community, which is a nourishing part, but there's also a level of attunement to people's space that's present as well. Is there anything coming through on that?
I feel that we need to know ourselves to be able to attune to others. Becoming more self-aware allows us to advocate for ourselves on a physical level, is usually where it comes up first. And then there's all the other layers. So there's that psychological level, there's energetic. And dance is a great space to practice. When the space is held safely, you can play. You can play with what feels good for you and what doesn't. Where are your edges and your boundaries? And then, you know, how to express that. And we're not using words. It's not mind. There doesn't need to be judgment. I mean, yes, our minds are usually still very active and participating. And we include that, right? It's including that part as well as attuning to our own energetics and our own physicality, and then listening to someone else's body and energy and what's being created. Like, use the example of a partner dance, and when you're dancing with someone else, one other person, you've got your energy in your bubble and they've got theirs, and then how do those two edges meet each other, and then what gets created in that space? It's learning about how do you stay with the other without losing yourself. That's a hard one. I know for me personally, I've been there to support others and lost myself in the process. But learning not how to do that.
The partnership dance is one of the most challenging parts for me in some ways, because I do know myself. It takes me a long time to shift energies, and when I've been going in to then be rapidly asked to partner, feels, can't think of any other term, it's an interesting thing. But then other times, to come from this place of like, oh, I don't want to do that, to then joy of connection, like, wow, even though it's probably my least favorite, it's also the space that I have the most huge insight sometimes too. So honoring that piece.
Same, you know, when being asked to dance in a partnership, often I just get absolute contraction and resistance to wanting to do that, because I'm so in my own space and enjoying the curiosity and the exploration in that. Sometimes it works and It's a really awkward dance depending on who I'm partnering with or what I've got going at the time. And sometimes it can just shift very quickly. I'm showing up maybe differently, but still authentically. And I love how things can change quickly and in the moment. And it's about being in the moment, what is actually here and alive right now, and trying not to attach any thoughts or judgments to that, and just allowing that to move through and to be present, knowing that probably when the next song comes on, it's going to be different again, because that is how it can work. Movement music is such a language, and each song will bring up different things for different people and at different times. That part of staying present to what is there. And that's what I love about the practice, is discovering that self-awareness of like, how is this impacting me? What's really alive? And then how do I bring that to another or to the community as a whole or spirit?
I can't remember what the workshop was. She came from Ireland and it was like a sensual or sexuality one. And libido. Oh my God. She asked us to play with, it wasn't like a set, like now we're doing this, but she said the day to play with like finding someone attractive and being really drawn to them and then like rapidly turning your energy off them. And I continue to use that energetic in other dances of not taking it personally if, say, in the partnership, someone just rapidly turns away from you. But also for myself, to give myself that permission when I'm like, I can't with that right now. Like, I have to dance with the wall and the wall is my partner. But that was such a cool invitation I remember from that dance. So as we wind down this beautiful conversation, is there anything on your heart to share about dance at the moment?
One thing I'd like to mention about dance is the beautiful ability to be both the artist and the art, to express yourself, to be creative in the moment, and then to actually never be able to recreate that exact same thing ever again. Like, it's that's so profound to me. And I've always considered myself creative, but I've always judged the paintings or the pieces of whatever that I'm trying to capture. But dance can't be captured, really. It's so unique to every single moment. I just love it.
With my hand on my heart, I've spoken to it. It's a practice that's changed my life and has gifted me, myself, and I've seen have an impact on others, even if they never come back. Like, it has that ripple effect. I have so much gratitude for, well, everything. I have so much gratitude for my body, for the community that I find myself moving with, for my teachers, for the support, you know, that encouragement, and for the possibility. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm only just scratching the surface. I'm really excited to see the ripples, not just whatever I offer, but around and all the different modalities and offerings that people are starting to share or continuing to share or accessing within themselves that's real, that feels alive. And that's really exciting.
I really value the space that dance is at in Perth at the moment, where I get to witness that opening up of different energetics so that different people can connect with it. How and where do we want to connect? Do you find you?
You got this, sister.
Thank you. Self-promotion's not my strong point. I do trust that what I'm offering is going to be important for some bodies. So where you can find me at the moment, the best place is through my Facebook page, which is Sacred Steps Conscious Dance. I'm posting events up there all the time. We meet every Wednesday morning from 6:30 to 7:30 up in Kalamunda at the Town Square Hall. So if you feel the desire to come along and check it out, please do. And then we have other dances that we are facilitating at night times, once a month, twice a month. It's going to continue to evolve. The Wednesday mornings are solid. That's a commitment that I've made to myself, to my community, and to this.
Just honorary. I can sometimes have a pushy energy with helping. It's like, I always have excitement for the things that I'm excited about. And then I look back and I'm like, oh shit, were they ready?
So yeah, honoring that you stepped in to this, I totally understand that having a microphone in front of your face and promoting yourself and all those things aren't natural yet to you. And maybe they never will be in the way we were taught they should be. Yeah, I'm so grateful to have you here in this weaving of exploring what we can share together with those who fill the pool, with those bodies who fill the pool.
Thank you so much again for inviting me to meet my edges and encouraging me to step in and to grow. I'm so, so grateful for you as a friend, as a sister, and I really have always enjoyed what we've shared in all the different spaces, but particularly on the dance floor. And I love that that's continuing to grow as we all continue to grow. I like that we can do this together, you know, in our own ways, but side by side. So thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you. I love you.